hello, everyone. Good afternoon on this Monday, the day before Valentine's Day, actually, February 13th, 2023. Welcome to everybody jumping on the broadcast all over the country and around the world. Hello to you. Shalom, shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters out there. We know Purim is approaching in March. And we're going to do a whole teaching on Purim. We will announce when we're going to do that. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Now, I'm going to open up in prayer first. And then, as you can see, there is a special guest in back of me, and we are going to call him up. Cyrus, the German Shepherd that is going to come to live here, is live with us today, as well as Clay Clark and Aaron Antis. So we have a packed house today, actually, and we're going to play What's Wrong With That also, which I know many of you love. So let's open up in prayer, and then we'll get into everything for today. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father God, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your name. We humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his blood that dripped onto the mercy seat and redeemed us that day. We praise you, Lord. He rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, and has been sitting victoriously at your right hand forevermore, being our advocate at the throne, Father, and we praise you this day for that. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Father God, and this broadcast, to lead and guide us in all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we are merely the clay, and you are the author and finisher of our faith. We command in Jesus' name every attack, plot, scheme, contract, assignment of the enemy be dismantled, destroyed, canceled, nullified, voided, and cast back, Father God, to the dry places, to be bound there in Jesus' name and not return nor have anything sent in its place. Father, we praise you this day. Without your breath of life in us, we don't have life, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 Okay. Love to do that first. So many of you see a guest, a special live appearance in back of me. Cyrus, can you come? Because Cyrus right now is chewing on a marrow bone. Cyrus, come. Come here. Come here for a minute. Come. It's okay. No, come. Come, 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 come. Come say hi to everybody. Oh, can you say hi here? Let's put the camera down. There's Cyrus. There he is. Cyrus is 15 months old. He's from Stephanie's Shepherd's Rescue and Rehab. We posted the information on our last broadcast. So Cyrus is going to be coming to live at the sanctuary full time and be a resident. And he's also going to be in training to be a service animal. So Ark of Grace Ministries as well can go to nursing homes and children's hospitals and take Cyrus to visit with them. So here he is. He's actually much larger than he looks right now. It's the angle of the camera that's sort of screwing everything up here. But he's actually almost the size of a small horse, and he's still growing because he's only 15 months old. So he's got his marrow bone here, and he's going to sit and eat while we get into the rest of the broadcast. And Brendan is to my left, who is one of our sanctuary staff, who's going to wrangle Cyrus if Cyrus gets too antsy up here. So now that we've taken care of all of that, Stephanie's Shepherd's Rescue and Rehab is on Facebook. You can go look it up. We posted the information on our Facebook page as well. And they also rescue shepherds from high kill situations, especially in the South, where the conditions aren't good. Bring them up here, rehabilitate them. And sometimes they even go to disabled veterans and people that need service animals. So praise the Lord. Without further ado, let's bring in Clay Clark and Aaron Antis.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, we have to do the intro, right? We have to do What's Wrong With That intro.
You can't play What's Wrong With That without the intro.
Ready? Here we go. Yeah. We're about to play What's Wrong With That.
Hey, Carter, do you know what time it is?
No.
It's time to play What's Wrong With That?
Oh, my favorite game.
Wow.
And now, broadcasting from an undisclosed location, We have our host of the show, Amanda Grace of the place, and Clay Clark. And as a reminder, only you can help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered at least twice to help control the pet population. And now, back to the hostess with the mostest, Amanda Grace, in the place.
You smell like a winner. You smell like you are winning.
Yes.
I love that intro. It's
now, so real quick, I want to say this. This weekend, it was a Super Bowl weekend, which means
I'm not watching
the Super Bowl. So I have a lot of time during the Super Bowl weekend because a lot of clients of mine kind of disappear because it's a Super Bowl. And it's like, the Super Bowl, I can't meet. I got to get ready for the Super Bowl party. So I had a little more time this weekend to prepare than I normally would. So I've got some really disturbing things that I definitely see problems with here. So, Aaron, and if it's okay with you and Amanda, I'd like to play the first clip here. This clip features Klaus Schwab talking to Charlie Rose, and I'll kind of interject who's speaking here, but the first is Klaus Schwab speaking to Charlie Rose about the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Here we go.
And you see, the difference of this Fourth Industrial Revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Dr. Schwab, I'm flattered.
This is just Joe Biden now speaking at the World Economic Forum.
You'd asked me to keynote. There's an expression in my old neighborhood back in the United States. This may be above my pay grade. It's not above yours, though. You've written extensively on the topic that you've asked me to speak to. Mastering the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
Okay, so the question I have is, what's wrong with the idea of this Fourth Industrial Revolution, this idea of not so much changing what you do for a living, but changing you through gene editing? Amanda Grace or Aaron Antis, who wants to take your first shot at this? What's wrong with Aaron? Wow, okay, Aaron,
I'm gonna raise my hand.
What's wrong with that?
And there's so many things on so many levels that are wrong with that. So how about the fact that we're made in God's image and after his likeness? And
amen.
You cannot improve upon that. How could you possibly improve on being made in the image and likeness of God through gene editing, unless the goal was to make you something less than what God intended you to be, and to maybe even take away the authority of the believer that was given to us in the first place when we were created.
So I hate to do this to you.
Good answer, Aaron.
I want to make sure, well, just real quick, first off, Homerism is forbidden, okay? Just because Amanda likes you doesn't mean she can applaud your answer. On the show, a lot of times we give people points if it's a good answer.
Yeah.
And we have talked about it, and you get 0 points.
0 points.
And Amanda, it looks like Amanda gets a point for, I don't know why exactly.
Well, because of Cyrus.
For Cyrus, yeah. I gained a point because of Cyrus.
Although it was a good answer, we favor Amanda.
She brings a dog on, you know, that she got from a shelter. I mean, definitely she went up to me before we even started.
We're practicing the World Economic Forum where they can take money away from people and just kind of give to someone else.
Yeah.
Based upon the whims of a tyrant. So in this case, I'm the tyrant. You get 0 points. Amanda gets a point. Great job, Amanda. Poor job, Aaron. Let's move on to the next round of What's Wrong With That?
All right.
Round two. Aaron, you are on the struggle. Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. Let me hit play here. This is the next audio clip. This is Yuval Noah Harari, top advisor for Klaus Schwab.
Amanda, I can't believe you put his head on a stick every time you hold that up.
I mean, I would like for it to be not just figurative. But anyway, let's end it play here. Here we go. And
well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this is this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Amanda, what's wrong with that?
Oh my gosh, so much is wrong with that. First of all, we're not cyborgs.
Amen.
Okay, they're trying to actually turn us into something that like 20 years ago they put up on the big screen. And so the more they can digitalize us, the more they can control us like marionette puppets and pull the strings and add and take away as your good little obedient slaves. What is the name of that book that was written? Oh my gosh, I have to think of it now.
Are you talking about a Yuval Noah Harari book or what kind
of
book?
No, it was written in like the 80s.
Because Aaron doesn't know the answer, he has lost another point.
I'm going to say
hold on. I'm going to find the name of the book.
1984. 1984.
Brave New World?
Yes, that's it. Brave New World.
But that's the other point for Amanda. Amanda has 3 points. Aaron, you have 0 points. Continue, Amanda. Oh,
so this is the attempt in real life at Brave New World. This is what this is, to create some sort of utopia with a perfectly controllable human race where you can take out genes and add genes as you wish to build somebody into the perfect little human. Now, apparently they haven't watched enough movies to see that this monster normally turns on their creator.
Right.
Now, real quick, Aaron, hey. I will pay real quick. I just hate to do this to you. Amanda has 4 points. You have 0 points. I'm just keeping score here.
I can't tell you Brave New World was written by Aldous Huxley. Do I get a point for that?
No, actually, Amanda gets a point because your attitude was poor. It's 5 points for Amanda. Well, let's continue on to the next round of What's Wrong With That. Can Aaron keep up? You know, the thing is, Aaron has normally won this game. He's done well in the past.
This is true.
We're seated right now together. Now, should I receive cash under the table, literally, your points may improve because that's how they do it at the World Economic Forum. All okay, right. So let me go ahead and hit play here. Let me hit play here. That's where we are.
We often forget how much unites all the members of humanity.
This is Ronald Reagan speaking. President Reagan, listen to this, folks.
We often forget how much unites all the members of humanity.
He's speaking to the United Nations.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond.
Only a catastrophe can shake humankind.
This is Yuval Noah Harari.
And open the path to a real system of global governance.
Could there be a connection between those two?
Okay, so Yuval Noah Harari is talking about, he says we need some sort of global catastrophe. He says catastrophe, but global catastrophe to cause us to shake away from our belief systems we've had. President Reagan was talking about, you know, we almost need like an alien invasion. Then Elon Musk this weekend began tweeting about aliens. If anybody hasn't seen this, if you go to Twitter today, folks, Aaron, did you see this over the weekend?
I did not see
Elon
this.
Musk has continued tweeting over the weekend about things that people are a little bit concerned of. He says, don't worry, just some of my friends stopping by. And he references aliens. Oh. And at the same time, these unidentified flying objects appeared over the Lake Michigan, over the lakes of
there. I have a prophecy fulfilled about that from Montana.
And then people saw the Super Bowl, where it appeared to be like kind of an alien theme to Rihanna's halftime performance. She appeared to be elevating, levitating. So the question I would have for both of you is, what's wrong with that, Aaron?
Well, first of all, you know, the whole concept of, you know, this catastrophe or this attack from outside that makes us all kind of bond together. I mean, if you're really talking about trying to set up that one world government, which is, you know, prophesied in a lot of different places, really, and talked about in Revelation, then I think that if your goal is that, then yes, you should create these catastrophes like COVID, like probably what's getting ready to happen with the dollar, those types of things, to create a one world system, which would be ushering us into the last, you know, the second coming.
I want to point out, Aaron, the wire transfer has been received. Thank you. Amanda, you have lost all your points. Aaron, you're now at 10 points.
Good.
Incredible. Unrelated events.
It's amazing.
Unrelated.
Who the heck rigged this game?
Hey, listen here. Let's talk about the World Economic Forum's rules.
Hey, which I are, didn't you know that it only took, you know, that $3.
What if I bought you seafood, Clay?
It wasn't related, okay? The money came in, then you awarded those points. They just happened to have, it's kind of like how FTX collapsed, right?
Yeah.
After the Democrats received funding using FTX,
right?
Then the call was made to introduce central bank digital currencies. Those weren't related; they just happened in events.
And just the fact
in order
that
so,
under the table here, I texted a guy named Vinny, who I told to just go ahead and transfer some money over to Clay. I mean,
this sounds
like a little Goodfellas. I contacted my cousin Vinny.
Well, you know, I mean,
transfer some money, aka have a legal operation to take money in to do illegal things with.
I'm here just reporting that the wire was just received. Now, unrelated, Amanda has lost all of her points. Aaron has now 10 points. Aaron, you said, Amanda, you said there was a prophecy fulfilled. Is that right? Yes. A prophecy fulfilled?
Yes, there was.
Okay. And by the way,
Montana. Now, this isn't the end of the story with Montana. Let me tell you, this is just the beginning. But on July 13th, 2022, because it was within the past 2 days that their radar went off that there was an object that had entered U.S. airspace over Montana that was unidentified. And they dispatched fighter jets to go shoot it down. However, they couldn't find it, which was very strange because these radars are highly sophisticated and they normally don't blip for something that is not there. Right. So July 13th, 2022, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Montana, watch for this to become a battleground area. For in the mountains, there have been operations. There are operations deep in the mountains, and it shall come forth, says the Lord of hosts, for they are attempting to move their operations. For the places they have been rooted for so long are being weeded out and uprooted and found out. They are on the move. They are on the run, says the Lord of hosts. That was about Montana, July 13th, 2022.
Aaron, because again, as the host of the show, praise kind the of Lord, a benevolent Lord. Dictator, who I happen to like prophetic
a
words.
A benevolent dictator.
I'm trying to get used to the whole World Economic Forum language they would use.
Right.
So, as a benevolent true. Dictator, I'll tell you, I have a bias towards prophecies that are fulfilled. So, I have now awarded Amanda 100 points, and now you owe Amanda so far $3. So she has 100 points, and you owe her $3. Don't know exactly how that happened, but let's continue on to the next round of what's wrong with that. The Atlantic Council. A lot of people say, who listens to the Atlantic Council? Not a lot of people, but people do listen to the Atlantic Council. On September 21st of 2016, I'm going to pull it up, Aaron, so you can see this to verify this did happen here. I'm going to go to YouTube, folks. I want everyone to go to YouTube. We're going to type in cyber risk, a cyber risk, Internet of Bodies presentation at the Atlantic Council. Okay, here we go. And I'm going to look it up here. Now this video, okay, has 3,100 views total. The Cyber Risk Thursday, Internet of Bodies.
Yeah, I wasn't one of those people.
So 3,100 people have total watched this video that is discussing what they want to do to all humanity now. And the key presenter was Dr. Andrea Matwishin. So Dr. Andrea Matwishin, September 21st, 2017. She said this. Listen to this, folks. Here we go.
While this may sound a little sci-fi for some of you, there is a visible progression from the Internet of Things into this more body-attached network that I'm calling the Internet of Bodies.
People will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains.
Well, let's try it again. I'm going to back it up here. Okay, this is, again, she's saying this, then Yuval Noah Harari is the second clip you'll hear, where Yuval Noah Harari is saying in the future, all the brains, all the bodies, they'll all be connected into a network. All humans will be connected into a network, which sounds a lot like the Book of Revelation, where it says they shall be of one mind. That's what it sounds like to me. Let's hear it again here. Listen to this, folks.
While this may sound a little sci-fi for some of you, there is a visible progression from the Internet of Things into this more body-attached network that I'm calling the Internet of Bodies.
People will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains.
Aaron Antis, what is wrong with that?
Whew. Well, again, this is like basically coming and counterfeiting what God does. So you're trying to connect all of these brains, all of these bodies to one network. Well, that's ultimately what God does. He is everywhere and wants to, you know, be that for us. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He goes and he is present in the body of every single person. And, you know, we are able to communicate with him all directly. And that's sort of what he's trying to do with this hive mind idea.
That want have. To throw it out there. We'll go to Amanda. I want to throw it out there. We don't have proof, but we have reason to believe that you stole Amanda's ideas. therefore, you've been subpoenaed and you now owe her $30. And she now has 1,000 points. When you have 0 points and you owe her $30. Amanda, back to you there. What's wrong with that?
You know what's interesting, and I perceive this to be the Lord that just pointed this out to me. There is one thing that Lucifer has never been able to do, at least one, and that is be ever present. That is a quality that is strictly reserved for God. He is ever present, right? But they are trying to do with this network is do what Aaron said, which is counterfeit, but the ever present aspect of God being ever present around everybody connected. So they can know everything that's going on, so they can shut certain parts down at will. They're trying to counterfeit that thing that Lucifer has craved that he has never been able to duplicate.
In Revelation chapter 17, verse 13 says, "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." Aaron, it's been a little rough for you this round. Amanda just jumped up to 2,000 points, frankly, because I feel like it. Now, you owe her $40 because I think that's fair. And we have reason to believe that you may have stolen her ideas. That's just kind of how that's how it is with under the World Economic Forum's rules. That's sort of how it works, right?
Trying to be consistent. Klaus Schwab's rules, right?
Okay, now this is the next video clip here. This is the mainstream media, and George Bush, and Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton are all saying the same thing. It's like Revelation 17, 13 says these have one mind. And she'll give their power and strength unto the beast. Now, I know a lot of members of the mainstream media that I've met over the years in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And they get up there and they just read that teleprompter.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They have no idea what's going on. No clue. They don't ever research. They just read the words. So let's listen to the mainstream media here. Listen to this, folks. Here we go.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Now the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans.
And soon, they will be available to everyone.
These vaccines will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
They're all saying the same thing. Aaron Antis, what is wrong with that? Sorry, we muted your mic. Back to Amanda.
Oh, come on. Aaron has the answer.
You don't want to give equal time.
That's true.
Isn't that right? I mean, it's the World Economic Forum. We all ask parents to show up at school boards. We say, ma'am, you have 10 seconds on the clock to state your case. Up, time's up. Back to you.
That's true.
Isn't that what they do? Tulsa, they do that. They say, if you oppose the masks, come to the city and let us know.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, and your mic is muted and the masks have been approved. Isn't that right?
That did happen.
Is that not a real thing?
That happened.
I know that was kind of harsh, but I'm just trying to demonstrate what the world is like under that. But sincerely, we'll go to you, Aaron. I'm there.
Well, I mean, first of all, that whole concept right there of, you know, everybody saying the same thing and everybody reading from the same teleprompter.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It goes to show that there is a script, there is a plan, everything is pre-planned out.
There it is.
When you have those three ex-presidents all saying the same thing and, you know, singing the same song in unison, they don't do anything like that in unison.
Right.
This is the one thing they've ever done in unison. Then I know I can't trust it.
Aaron, I hate to do this here, but due to the recent wire transfer, thank you very much. You're now up to 3,000 points. Your $30 debt has been paid off, and Amanda's at 0 points again. It's very interesting how those things
came. Unrelated.
The wire transfer. And unrelated news. Yeah. Anyway, Amanda, back to you. What is wrong with that?
Well, this sounds a little, I'm going to go along the lines of Aaron here, Operation Mockingbird to me. Where everybody purposely across the airwaves is saying the same thing in an attempt to hypnotize and indoctrinate. And it is also psychologically known. They teach this in psychology that if you repeat something, I think it's three times at least, the person is going to absorb it.
Mm, so good. Yeah, so true.
Then if you just say it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, the one of the biggest internet cable providers in the country is called Comcast. And it's like,
we're familiar with them in this area.
Oh, yeah. It's like communication casting. Mm. And it's like, Clay, I've heard you say this before that, you know, words cast a spell on people, you know, because they're trying to sort of weave that narrative into everything. And they're predictively programming people to believe things are coming.
I believe it more so than spelling words. Words cast a spell on people. I think instead of we spell words, words cast a spell on people. And I watch it. I watch things like the Super Bowl. You know, you watch things like the Super Bowl halftime show. You watch things like the mainstream media. And they just keep saying something over and over and over and over and over. And what happens is that people say, well, there's no way that all of the media could all be paid. They could all be controlled. Let me explain how this works here. This is a real thing. Gina, you've met Gina, right?
Yeah.
And you were in Nashville. You guys were in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I get a call that comes in. This is my phone. If anybody texts in to buy a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour, this is the number that comes in. And if you text the number, it's 918-851-0102. By the way, it's 918-851-0102. That's the number. We're going to Doral in Miami in May. Doral.
We're going to be there.
And then Las Vegas in Nevada. So people will text this number. And the reason why I do that is because I want to have a pulse as to what's going on. Mm-hmm. So what will happen is I will look at the text messages. I respond to quite a few people. I get a text message and someone says they want to sponsor our event. To be very clear, if somebody wants to buy a booth, Amanda, for the Reawaken America Tour, we let for-profit businesses buy booths if we agree with their values. And then for groups that are pro-life or churches, we allow them to have free booths. Mm-hmm. And this group calls in, and this is, and I'm not saying this to be stereotypical or to be funny. It's just, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Phone rings. Bloop, person says, I would like to buy booth. I like to buy booth. And so Gina's like, hey, someone wants to buy a booth. I think English is their second language. Can you talk to him? I said, sure. And they go, we want to buy booth. And I go, yeah, great. Awesome. It's $1,000 for the booth or whatever you want to pay. That's how we do it. You know, but what are you wanting to support? No, we buy booth. We want to pay $1 million. And I'm going, you pay $1 million? They go, yeah, we want to support you. $1 million. And I go, we sell a booth for $1,000, right? Or whatever you want to pay. You know, so I appreciate your, you know, it's a little more than $1,000. I'm trying to be that nice to him. And Gina's right there listening in my van with, it was Gina, one of our employees, myself, because the van had become like our mobile call center in Nashville.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of blocked in there. I said, we want to donate $1 million. And I go, I really appreciate you, ma'am, and what you're saying, but it's $1,000 or whatever you want to pay. No, we made $1 million. And I'm kind of stuck in that thing. I go, can I ask you, why do you want to donate $1 million? We want to help choose speaker. And I go, you want to choose the speakers? So just to see what would happen, Amanda, I said, well, that sounds great. What speakers do you want to choose? And every one of the speakers that she was suggesting were these deep state fake conservatives, these groups where it's like gays for Trump.
Yeah.
Or like it's basically if you've ever watched some of these big events, the RNC, they bring in these groups, Amanda, that don't stand up for God's laws.
Yeah.
But they claim to be conservative. They say, we're conservative. We just don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm going, no. And Aaron has said it. You've said it. Many people have said, if we're going to save our country, we got to get back to God, make America God-fearing again. I agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't grasp the idea that I couldn't be bought. But if you look at the events, go look up today, folks. Look up the RNC, okay? I want everyone to look up RNC. I want people to look up, let's go with CPAC. Look up these events and see some of the organizations that fund them. And what makes it dangerous is we as conservatives need to participate in these events. We need to speak at these events. They need to hear from people that fear God. But these events, a lot of times, get controlled at the top. That's why almost every conservative event right now is pushing the shots.
Yeah, they are.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know, it's interesting too. And I'll go back to this point also, and then I'll comment on this, but Anton LaVey, who was one of the most well-known Satanists, claimed that it was the Satanists themselves that invented the airwaves, like the media, like what we see.
Well,
okay. And if we look at the program, at the words that they use, programming, channel, television.
Mm.
It's very deliberate in what they do. And this is why the Lord has raised up people to be on these airways, because they were originally created by a Satanist to do people harm.
And I'm going to mention one more thing about the definition of words. I want people to think about this today. Everyone write down the word currency and think about it tonight. Okay. So if you have an electrical current, there's currents, you know, that runs through, electrical current will run through. Well, what's happening now is there's a big push by the World Economic Forum to make everything go electrical, meaning that you can turn everything off. So what if the new currency is currency? You know, they can turn off your ability buy or sell. If it's all Bitcoin and it's all this electrical, all this digital, programmable digital currency, and if they could simply turn on or off your ability to buy or sell, what if the new currency is controlled by currency? Think about it. Let me go to this next clip here. This is a Glenn Beck saying something that I thought was profound. And everyone listen to this on this round. I think it's round 6 or 12 of What's Wrong With That, where we don't keep track of what round it is. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and here we go.
The U.S. dollar is the only way for anybody in any country to buy oil. It's called the petrodollar.
Hmm.
Yeah. I get that. But what happens if the petrodollar, it's never going to go away.
Out of BRICS. A block of five major emerging economies.
She says it, referring to Saudi Arabia, wants to join BRICS. What's wrong with that? Amanda and Aaron, anybody want to go first here? Lightning round. Aaron, yes.
Okay, I'll jump in here. Okay. So obviously, 1971, America came off the gold standard.
Yep.
Per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger.
Yep.
3 years later, Henry Kissinger, kind of a coincidence, went to Saudi Arabia and negotiated a deal where basically America keeps Saudi Arabia safe in exchange for the only currency that can be used around the globe to be able to buy petrol is the U.S. dollar, which is what has made our dollar so strong for so long. And in 2017, though, this started to crumble with BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, Saudi Arabia, and now there's numerous other countries. So here we are that all of a sudden all these countries are buying all this gold, and they have elevated gold to be a tier one asset, which is what the petrodollar was.
There we go.
So now it takes away the power we had of having the petrodollar, and I believe it's the beginning of the collapse of the American dollar, which is on the verge of happening. And I think it's very propped up right now.
Right.
And you're going to see it crumble almost overnight. I think that's going to be the next emergency catalyst to try and push us towards this one world dollar.
Or now, two things, Aaron. Great job on that most recent wire. You're now up to 9,000 points. Amanda still is right hovering at 0 points here. We'll see if a wire comes through. We'll see. We'll be fair here. But Aaron's got 9,000 points. But I want to bring this up sincerely, though. As it relates to the collapse of the dollar, think about this. The petro is no longer backing our dollar, so we don't have a petro dollar because Saudi Arabia has left, as you mentioned. Yep. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the BRICS nations, that's 41% of the Earth's population, as you mentioned. Yeah. Now you start talking about Turkey, Venezuela, Iran. They're all hoarding the Earth's gold while simultaneously joining BRICS.
Right.
Think about this. The new bank the BRICS countries are introducing, it's called the New Development Bank. It's based in Shanghai. And they're bragging about introducing a central bank digital currency that's backed by gold. Think about that. Now, right now, folks, I see a lot of Christians, not your listeners, thankfully, and not you, Aaron, nobody we know, but I see other people, not your listeners, frankly, but there's a lot of Christians that have bought into this idea that you don't share your faith. You don't share it. Well, meanwhile, someone who doesn't share our faith, her name is Sarah Kate Ellis. She was speaking at the World Economic Forum. She is the head of an organization called GLAAD. This is an organization that promotes the gay and lesbian agenda.
Yeah, the LGBT.
And she is openly, she was asked the question, what kind of things is GLAAD doing to help impact the culture? And this is what she said at the World Economic Forum this year. Listen to this.
Including us in all stories. So that's the other piece that I think is really important. And we've worked really closely with Hollywood on this. It's not just centering the story on us, but it's we're everywhere.
This is Madonna now speaking at the Grammys.
Unholy.
This is CBS. Now, CBS tweeted out, this is going to be Sam Smith, who's performing at the Grammys. He tweeted out saying this is going to be special, his performance. And he has a little image of a devil there. Then he gets up and on the stage and performs a satanic performance there. When Sam Smith performs his satanic song, he's performing with a transgender artist. The transgender artist and Sam Smith, who claims to be non-binary, they're performing together. Then CBS tweets out, they said, this is a real thing. CBS tweets out in response to Sam Smith, you can say that again. We are ready to worship.
And Madonna had said, are you ready for unholy worship?
Right. These are things.
And then they
said, so understand that this is not something that's being hidden. The gay and lesbian organization there, again, represented at the World Economic Forum by Sarah Kate Ellis, has said, we've infiltrated. We've worked closely with Hollywood.
Yep.
Here it is. Amanda Grace, back to you.
Okay, first of all, before I point something interesting out, are you guys echoing or do you hear me echoing?
I don't hear an echo.
I don't hear an echo either, but somehow people, I think on Facebook is where the issue is. So I've been working with it in the background while we're doing this. But interestingly enough, there was a, before the Grammys, there was a gold statue that appeared on the other side of the country, on top of a courthouse, the New York City courthouse.
Right.
And this gold statue had these braids that went like this, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this is how you know I'm going to explain what type of spirit is trying to take over right now. Because look who had the same hairstyle. I'm going to put it up on the screen as this gold statue. Yeah. Same hairstyle.
That's Madonna, yep.
As this gold statue with the golden braids that go like this, okay? That golden statue was very reminiscent of Ishtar. Mm. In its construction. So if you want to know who's trying to take over right now, the airwaves, especially, is that spirit. That spirit also, when they used to worship it in pagan culture, the men used to dress up as women as part of the worship of Ishtar. You're
sick, Aaron. I want you to know this. Amanda is nailing it. And so right now, Aaron, I hate to do this to you, but it's it looks like Amanda just stole all of your points now.
Whoa.
And it's the way the game is working out. And I'll tell you this. And it's not just because Amanda has great hair and the listeners like her.
Thank you.
Not just because of that, but that just happens to be too related. She has great hair and the listeners to her show like her more than us. And therefore, Amanda has been awarded 9,000 points. Now, I want to play this next clip. This is, we've heard about CRISPR technology, CRISPR gene editing technology. Okay. I want people to listen to this. Okay, folks, really, really listen to this.
Colossal Biosciences is using CRISPR gene editing technology to resurrect animals that have gone extinct. The plan is to release 100 woolly mammoths inside a park in Siberia.
This year.
Oh, dear God.
Here's part two.
When somebody tells me how they are now using CRISPR to try and overcome Parkinson, I think, what would Stalin have done with it?
Let's go back again and play it one more time. Listen, folks.
Colossal Biosciences is using CRISPR gene editing
technology. Colossal like giants. Okay, let's hear it again. Listen, what? Okay, as in the days of Noah, huh? What?
Colossal Biosciences is using CRISPR gene editing technology to resurrect animals that have gone extinct. The plan is to release 100 woolly mammoths inside a park in Siberia.
When somebody tells me how they are now using CRISPR to try and overcome Parkinson, I think, what would Stalin have done with it?
Now, as you guys are formulating your answer, I just want to bring this up for anybody out there. If you go to Time to Free America right now, people always ask me, they say, why do you allow, this is what happens to people that are not into the prophetic flow.
Yeah.
They'll reach out to me and they say, why do you allow Amanda Grace to speak at your events? Can I ask why? This is what people say to me. They say, why do you allow her to speak? I said, anybody else you have concerns on? They go, yeah, I just, you know, Greg Locke, why are you allowing him to speak? I said, anybody else? They go, well, you know, just the religious people. No, I mean, this happens all the time. So people from the Republican establishment will say, why do you allow these pastors to be on stage? You could reach far more people if you wouldn't have this religious, divisive Christian theology.
We've heard that.
And then people who are coming from the religious perspective, the Christian perspective, they'll say, you know, you could reach more people if you wouldn't have people like Dr. McCullough or people like Dr. Tenpenny, because it's so medically divisive. You know, you'd reach more people if you didn't have, and other people say, you know, you'd reach more people if you didn't have people like Andrew Sorcini and General Flynn talking about the collapse of the dollar. It's so divisive because a lot of people don't believe in gold and silver. The entire purpose of the Reawaken America Tour is to share the 100% truth about medical fraud, election fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud. Some have called it the bridge burning tour because the truth breaks down any preconceived comfort zones that we had where we were not aware of the truth as it relates to election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud. And what we're doing, though, what I'm excited about is we're going now to Trump, Doral, and Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are.
And I am so appreciative of Maria and Eric Trump and President Trump for rolling out the red carpet, so to speak, for the Patriots, because this is the first time we've been able to all stay together at the same place. So if you're out there today, Miami, it's a beautiful location. You're going to love that. That's in Florida, Miami, Florida, in May. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And then we're going to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're staying at the Trump International Hotel. Yep. And again, we talk about these topics. It tends to divide people. That's not the goal. Our goal is to share the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud. But it is so against what is the mainstream narrative that a lot of hotels don't want us there.
Right.
So this is the first time that we can all come together these next two events. So if you want to meet like-minded patriots, if you want to have a Hebrews 10:25 moment where, you know, it says, do not forsake the gathering, even as we draw closer to the end. If you want to be around hundreds of patriots, thousands of patriots that get it, I think that's what's going to make these two events special right now. And I just talked to Maria today. She said in Florida, they've already sold out all the queen size beds. So you're just in the king size related rooms left now.
Okay.
For the, if you want to stay on the property, but across the
street. We got our rooms.
You did. You got yours.
I got mine.
Across the street, we're going to, there's these, a Marriott hotel as well.
Yep.
And I'm just saying that because this is going to be a special opportunity. We also do baptisms. Amanda comes out there and does prayer and healing. I'm not exaggerating. Amanda will pray for over 1,000 people. I've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's powerful. The lines there. Amazing. So sorry to have to interrupt and interject that. But Woolly Mammoths, CRISPR gene editing technology, using this. What's wrong with that? Aaron.
Okay. You want to go first, Amanda?
I would just say I would have those woolly mammoths tamed in 10 minutes flat. Go, Aaron.
That's true. You're probably going to have some on the property there, is my guess. So, I mean, first of all, colossal. So are they also going to have Nephilim to tame them? I don't know. Is that what they're going to do? They're going to bring Nephilim back?
If you get a chance to look that colossal up, it's so crazy, bro.
It is crazy. I was also going to remark back to Ephesians 2:2 talks about Satan being the prince of the power of the air. You were talking about the airwaves. You know, it refers to him as the prince of the power of the air. So, you know, that's why he's so involved in those messages going out over the airwaves, I believe. But the thing with colossal and woolly mammoths is I feel like this is just, you know, they used the word resurrecting. And so that kind of hit me when he said we're resurrecting extinct animals.
Wow.
I think it's trying to show this, that they have the one thing that Satan always wanted is he wanted to be God Almighty, and he's never going to be. And so he keeps trying to counterfeit everything that God does. And this is just another example of that, as he's trying to show himself to be God.
Aaron, because that was biblically sound, you have been awarded 7 points, because that's the number of perfection.
Okay. Good.
Which is still less than 9,000. You're probably going to lose because it's Amanda's show. Amanda, would love to get your thoughts on whether the CRISPR, the woolly mammoths, the gene editing, the Stalin using the technology. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are along the same line as Aaron's, that there are certain things Lucifer has not been able to do that he is desperate to do, to try to rival the power that God has. Now, Lucifer needs something to create something. He can't speak and it is.
Wow.
Just like he can't be ever present. He wants to get as close to that as possible to give the appearance of he speaks and there's life.
Right.
He speaks and it is. He's desperate for these qualities because he's never been able to attain them. And so he finds willing, weak vessels and hosts that these ideas can be put into from different divisions of the kingdom. You got the powers of the air. You've got the marine kingdom, which is a different part of the kingdom of darkness, which a lot of technology also comes from. And they find willing vessels and they plant this in them to put into the earth.
Now, you mentioned the man fish on a show we did last
Dagon.
Week. Dagon. I encourage everyone to look up Dagon.
Your Starbucks cup.
That'll take you down a rabbit trail. Look up Dagon, folks. Dagon. So, Amanda, you picked up 7 more points, giving you a pretty commanding lead
that's
there.
That's actually different than what people around Oklahoma say when they say daggummed, because that's different.
Daggum. Daggum. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Now, you got, Amanda, you have 9,007 points, which is more than Aaron's 7, if you're counting. Now, folks, we're going on to the next round here. We have 3 final rounds here. We're going to go rapid fire now. Rapid fire. Here we go. So, what's going to go is I'm going to play the clip, okay? And I'm going to say, what's wrong with that? And whoever puts their hand up first gets the opportunity. So here we go. And I'm going to cue it up here. This is the Church of the Satanic Temple is now offering people offering to provide free abortions to people as long as they will participate in the satanic ritual before the abortion. Here we go.
International group named after Satan will soon open its first abortion business in the United States. The Satanic Temple, which claims to not believe in a literal Satan, will provide telehealth screenings and prescribe abortion pills
Could there be a connection between those two?
So this is the thing. They are providing free abortions if you, as a participant, go ahead and participate in the satanic ritual, then the procedure is free. Then the abortion, then the murder of the baby is free. Here we go. What's wrong with that? Aaron, I saw the hand go up first.
So here's my thoughts on this. First of all, I think it is so like Satan to be so deceptive, for in that little blurb there for her to say they actually don't believe in Satan.
They claim they don't believe because in Satan.
The greatest weapon Satan has wielded against the world, one great weapon he's wielded, is to make people think he doesn't even exist.
True. Yeah,
and yeah. So that's sort of like a backhanded way of doing that again. But also, one of the other things is, like, I feel like this is so putting it on the nose, just right out there to say, oh, you know, this satanic, abortion clinic. Well, I'm sorry, but every single abortion clinic that exists on the face of the earth is satanic. Just because you're saying this one participates,
Aaron, I hate to cut you off here. That way. For the sake of time here, you have 7 more points. You're up to 14 points, which is still well behind the host of the show. We'll continue our next round here. We've got 2 more here, folks. Our next round. This is some powerful stuff. This is Catherine Austin Fitz is explaining central bank digital currencies. The next voice you will hear is Yuval Noah Harari explaining the Great Reset agenda. Here we go.
If we allow digital IDs and CBDC, central bank digital currency, to snap into place, that is the fourth wall in the corral. And suddenly the herd is in the corral and the herd can't get out.
Stalin couldn't follow every Soviet citizen 24 hours a day and know what he or she is thinking and feeling. But the 21st century Stalin will be able to do it.
Okay, Amanda Grace, what's wrong with that?
Oh my goodness, where do I start? These people are out of their ever-loving minds. I mean, honestly, you know, they are dealing in some very, very dangerous stuff. And with powers and rulers of darkness that could kick their butts up and down the street without breaking a sweat. They're dealing with very dangerous entities. There's a common theme here of them trying to get humans to conform to a very fallible, manipulated, deceptive system that claims it doesn't believe in Satan, claims it doesn't believe in God. And to get that to be their God. So to get it, it's the same thing that goes back to Israel with Moloch, Baal, and Ishtar, where they slowly got Israel to abandon their principles and hook up with a new principle and a new power source that they were promised what? Prosperity, comfort. A lot of them were poor, and so they deceived them by saying, oh, you'll prosper if you give us your child to kill, because the gods will look favorably on you. It's the same argument repackaged, rewrapped, and repurposed.
Yep. Now, I want people to understand this idea. This is something we need to really understand here, okay? This internet of bodies is the ultimate agenda here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this I want everyone to look it up today. It's called luciferase-based biosensors. Luciferase-based biosensors, okay? And these luciferase-based biosensors, that is technology that goes under your skin that has the ability to track what you're thinking, where you're going. A lot of people have been upset about, the spy balloon that's over the United States.
Right.
I would argue there's a spy balloon in your veins if you put the technology under your skin.
Oh, yeah. It's in your body.
Exactly. It's in your body. Yeah. So now we're talking about a spy balloon in your body. So this is a big thing. So listen to what she says again. This is Professor Andrea Mott-Wieschen. Listen to this, folks. Here we go.
The Internet of Things is moving inside the human body. And so we are creating this Internet of Bodies, which is comprised of 3 generations of technology: body external technology, body embedded technology, and soon body melded technology. The third generation is a body melded generation. This is a situation that is depicted in the Neural Lace project of Elon Musk, for example, or other cortex interface technologies where a human brain has a real-time connection to a remote machine with live updates.
Now, this is Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, if you haven't read that in a while. It says, and whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Amanda, this transhumanism agenda, connecting your neocortex to the internet, what is wrong with that?
Everything.
Okay.
Because because they want to be able to read your thoughts and your conscience real time. They want to take what the Lord planted in there to be for him. Because the Lord says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts and my ways are higher than your ways. So our thoughts beneath God are meant for specific things. And they want to take that and they want to normalize the fact that they can run through all of your thoughts and punish you. Wow. At will. This is what they're trying to do. This is what, in a smaller capacity, they were trying to do in the days when the watchers, the angels came down and they had relations with earthly women and the Nephilim race. They did other things too.
Wow.
Okay. Which the repercussions are happening right now. One is that they taught men how to get iron ore out of the earth.
Mm.
So the reasons iron, when he says iron doesn't mix with clay, I find that interesting because the whole where it began with man getting iron from the earth was with those angels that taught wow. man to do that when God never wanted them to learn it for all of these reasons.
Now, I want to share this with everybody out there. Again, just recapping, if you're listening right now and you want to come and join the Reawaken America tour, there's really, in my opinion, there's three main reasons why, at least I'm doing the Reawaken America tour. So the first is I want to share unapologetically the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud. But why? It's to get you back to God.
Amen.
So that's my number one focus is, yes, I want to save the nation, but my number one goal is salvation. So if you're coming to these events, we're always going to have baptisms, a prayer and healing service. Amanda Grace, you go out there to your booth and you pray with people. And I really feel like that's a highlight for a lot of people. And I encourage everybody go to timetofreeamerica.com and join us in Miami, Florida in May or in Las Vegas and Nevada. The second reason I do it is I really do think we're on a mission from God. When you think about Peter Navarro,
this is not the Blues Brothers, people. Yeah, right. We are on a mission from God.
I mean it. When you talk about Peter Navarro and Cash Patel and Eric Trump, and really I would call them the King's Men. If you go back and you think about the presidency, if you go back in history, is the equivalency of being a king. Mm-hmm. And when you have his men, the closest associates, they're all coming to the Reawaken America tour. They're coming to teach and to learn. So yes, I don't want anybody out there to think that your voice doesn't matter. Come out to these events to teach, to learn, to make connections. So benefit reason number one is we want to get America back to God. Two, we want to make those connections. And the third is I want you to be able to go out there into your community and to share the gospel unapologetically. I want you to feel encouraged and connected, but we need you to go into your community and to be the light that your community needs, because darkness is an absence of light. And everybody out there, God wants to use you to spark a revival in your own community. And I encourage everybody out there, come and join us at timetofreeamerica.com. Also, we have jobs you can find that don't require the COVID-19 shots at timetofreeamerica.com. You can download the book, The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening, for free at timetofreeamerica.com. You can watch the documentary for free at timetofreeamerica.com. You can request COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions. Pastors all over the country will sign those for you. You can find those for free at timetofreeamerica.com. And all the resources, all the video clips, everything you heard on today's show, all the patents that prove the plans, it's all right there at timetofreeamerica.com. Amanda Grace, real quick tabulation. Joy to the world. Drum roll, please. Aaron, please. Joy to the world. Amanda Grace has 9,007 points. Aaron has 14 points. And Aaron, because we can count, you lose.
I kind of knew that was going to happen. That's okay. I'm all right with it.
But you do win a copy of the home game, which involves you looking at these uncomfortable video clips by yourself. All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day. Remember, folks, if you're out there watching, make sure you help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered at least twice. At least twice. Just make sure. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you. Take care, Amanda.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye-bye.
And that concludes our wild broadcast with Clay Clark and Aaron Antis. And let me see if I can get him. Hey, Cyrus. Hey. And Cyrus. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of Cyrus as he transitions to live here. And so you'll see him on the broadcast probably quite a bit. Clay is hilarious. Clay is like being on a roller coaster with no seatbelt. So that is the equivalent of what you feel when you get on a broadcast or a phone call with Clay. But we love him. He loves the Lord. He's growing in the Lord. Pray for Clay for wisdom as he goes forth in this. Aaron, too. Aaron is filled with wisdom on a lot of these matters. And so we're very grateful for him and his wife, Deb, as well. And Joe and Julie, we love them all. The Antises, they're great. And so that concludes today's broadcast. So I hope you learned a lot and you laughed a lot because that's how these things go. So we're going to, well, this is where I think we're going to close for today. We do have Grace Out Loud this Thursday, 7 p.m. with Marty Grisham. We are doing Grace Out Loud. If anything else comes up, we will come back on a broadcast. Of course, I did want to do one prophecy fulfilled that we did not go over. February 25th, 2021, Purim prophecy. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a major earthquake, major. That means like you're way over 7 on the Richter scale. A major earthquake in the part of the world where Turkey lies shall shake that area and leadership shall be exposed, says the Lord of hosts this day. So this earthquake that happened that now came to pass a year and a half later, almost 2 years later, is an indication of what's about to come for the leadership in Turkey, because they're not going to be so humble just yet. I think they're actually going to lash out from all of this, but the Lord is protecting and preserving. And this is why you're seeing these miraculous rescues take place, because he's having compassion on the people of Turkey. So I wanted to give that prophecy fulfilled as well. We talked about the one with Montana. We are going to come back on with more either this week or next week. There is a lot happening and there is a lot going on. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're almost at an hour, so I think this is where we're going to end. We're going to play what we play at the end always. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Cyrus, you want to say bye? Cyrus, he's chewing. Can you say bye to everybody? Can you come here? Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. You say bye to everyone? Right? Say keep the faith. We love you. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians 6. Welcome home.
Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace, and I wanted to tell you, if you are interested in where you should invest, financial matters, if precious metals, if gold and silver is something that you should invest in or should be a part of your portfolio, please go to bh-pm.com. That is bh-pm.com. Beverly Hills Precious Metals, Andrew Sorcini, who has been on Art of Grace before, he loves to answer our viewers' questions, is more than happy to guide you and to answer your questions and to help you in those financial matters. So please go to bh-pm.com today. Thank you, everyone. God bless. You want to support an amazing patriot that's doing so much for our country and be a blessing, you can go to mypillow.com and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They are so much more than just pillows. They have amazing bathrobes, they have sheets, they have slippers, they of course have pillows, and they even have dog beds. And I will tell you a fun fact. Noble, our pig at the animal sanctuary that many of you know and love, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you'd like to be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARK. God bless everyone. If you are looking for an excellent doctor, if you are looking to get healthier, if you are looking for guidance, go to Sherwood.tv/AmandaGrace. Dr. Mark Sherwood and his lovely wife, Dr. Michelle, have the Functional Medical Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both myself and my husband, Chris, and let me tell you, God bless Dr. Sherwood, because Chris was a tough nut to crack on this. But Chris is finally on board, and we are both patients of his, I have to tell you, they have helped us tremendously. They also have an amazing line of products that are excellent for your health and can help you get your health back on track. So if you would like to make an appointment with them, or you want to go see what they are all about, what products they have, you can go to Sherwood.tv/Amanda Grace. If you would like to grow your own food with what we see going on right now in the world, with not only food supplies, but what they are doing to our food, you can go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. These are amazing hydroponic growers. In fact, we have one in our parrot room, and this is an indoor one we have where you can grow food all year round, actually, vegetables all year round. And we are doing that actually for our birds and our animals at our sanctuary. They also have outdoor ones. They actually yield 30% more and grow the vegetables three times faster. So if you would like to learn more, go to AmandaGraceGrows.com. God bless. And I have to tell you something, they work. It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma. We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues. I tried the pain patches and I gave them to my VP of operations also, Ronnie. And she said they worked as well. She was quite shocked, actually, but she said they worked. And they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out and wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda,
what did you do to him?
So it's good.
Hello, everyone. It's Amanda Grace. I'm coming to you today to talk to you about Reawaken America. I have been humbled and honored to be a part of Reawaken America since April 2021, when the first one was had at Rema Bible College in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I have to say, I have watched so many amazing moments happen for the glory of God at Reawaken America, and seeds get planted in the lives of those that are still seeking the Lord. We have seen many people get set free, healed, delivered. We love to pray over people at Reawaken America. I have prayed with so many amazing people, which include Marty Grisham from Loudmouth Prayer, Pastor Todd Coconato, who also deals in deliverance as well. And it has been an honor and a privilege to pray for so many people, to be able to minister to them, for my husband Chris to be able to minister as well, and for Clay and General Flynn to allow me to even speak there, to even speak and speak what the Lord has to say. People need the word of the Lord in this hour. That is what they need. And so Reawaken America has been a chance for people to come and not only hear the word of the Lord and hear biblical teaching and be prayed for, but also to get necessary information they need, because the word of God says it is the knowledge of the truth that will set you free. And so it's been an incredible experience for us. We hope to see you at upcoming events that are coming up this year. And we are excited to see you there. God bless everyone.